This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we're bringing the thunder and the lightning. Wayne Allen Root, Justin Trudeau, cruising for a bruising. Canada freezes bank and crypto accounts of the convoy people, convoy truckers, threatens to take away their children and their dogs. Mainstream media journalists dox the donors with hacked materials, and Canada wants to use the hacked materials, which should be a crime, and the person that hacked them should be in jail for years. But instead, they want to take the hacked materials, which is, what did they hack? The names of the donors. Who gave $40, $50, $60, $100 to the truckers so they could keep the convoy going, fill the trucks with gas? And they want to take the names of the people and freeze their bank accounts. This is the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank God I was never alive in a communist country or in Nazi Germany. Nothing this bad has happened since Nazi Germany or a communist country. And that's what's happening. It's a communist takeover of the world. A Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, said Thursday, financial institutions have been actively freezing the accounts of people linked to the medical freedom protests, which has left an unknown number of protesters and donors in financial limbo. Chris, I missed that. Did you have breaking news for me? Oh, yeah, we played that tape of that gal, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland. Go ahead, play it again. Can you play it again? All right, we're going to play it again for you. Let me know when it's ready in my ear, and I'll let everybody know. But this, oh, we have it. Okay, go, shoot.
Is I'm just wondering whether the bank accounts will be targeted of individuals who donated to the Give, Send, Go and the GoFundMe campaigns. Are they considered designated people under the Emergencies Act, meaning that their credit cards could be cut and financial services are targeting them as well?
Okay, so the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen.
All right, enough said. Enough said. These people are communists. These people are Nazis. And this has gone far enough. The Canadian people must rise up and teach these people a lesson they will never forget. That's all I'm going to say. Citing terrorist financing laws. Giving money to truckers who are peacefully protesting is terrorism. And your money's gone. In a final warning to the assembled protesters, Freeland, that's the same gal, Assistant Deputy Prime Minister, said those who have their big rigs on Ottawa streets will see their insurance canceled and their corporate accounts suspended, a move that could make it more difficult for these drivers to ever work again. To ever work again. Oh, and if you're arrested in Canada with your dog, they'll consider it relinquished after 11 days. Excuse me, after 8 days. Excuse me, after 8 days. What does that mean? I guess if they arrest you with your dog and you don't get out of jail in 8 days, the dog is gone. And keep this in mind. When someone takes your dog, first of all, that's like taking your children. And second of all, when they take your dog and they give it to the pound, if no one comes and takes the dog in 2 or 3 days, they kill the dog. They murder the dog at the pound. So your dog should get the death penalty because you peacefully protested against vaccine mandates that are going to kill you. That should be murder. All of this is murder. It's all mass murder. They don't understand what they're doing. But the people are against them, and the people are going to rise up. It's like you're trying to cause a French Revolution. You must want it. You must have a deep-seated hatred of yourselves. And you just want the people to finish you off. How stupid can you be? No conservative wants violence, ever. Ever. But you're forcing it. You want us to react violently because you're going to use any violence by a conservative to instigate a takeover of the country, Canada, America, doesn't matter which country it is, to a takeover of our guns, confiscation of our guns, and to take everything you can, our lives with the vaccine, our children, our dogs, whatever it is, you're going to use it to instigate a communist-level takeover and send us to camps. We can all see what's happening, but you can't take all of us. And see, in Nazi Germany, there was no talk radio. And in Nazi Germany, there was no social media. In Nazi Germany, there was no cable news. You don't understand what you're doing. You can't win this one. You're committing suicide. Canada's committing suicide. Justin Trudeau's committing suicide. And oh, by the way, you can't beat the truckers, because if they get mad, they're going to let you starve to death. There'll be no more goods in any of the markets. Here's what the truckers are fighting about, because we're forgetting that. See, now the battles become, can they take your money, freeze your accounts, cut up your credit cards, and take your dogs and children away? We've actually forgotten. Oh, and here's one of my fans telling me, Scott, that says that deputy prime minister, her grandfather was a Nazi collaborator. Now, is that true? I mean, that's a fan, but one I like and I respect. Scott from Connecticut, who emails me a lot, and everything he's ever said has been true. And so I didn't know that, but it probably is true. If he says it, her grandfather was a Nazi collaborator. Hey, look, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator, and he's financing the entire destruction of the United States. Nobody's stopping him. But everybody's forgotten that the battle isn't supposed to be the truckers or their bank accounts or their dogs or their children. Or the donors. If you give money, they're going to take away your money. Freeze your bank account. Cut up your credit cards. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If it starts to happen in the United States, we'll all call for a bank run. Every conservative will go to the bank. There'll be 5-mile-long lines at the bank. And everyone will withdraw their entire life savings. And all the banks will crash on that day. So if you try that in America, we call for a bank run. And that's the end of your banks. That's the end of America. That's the end of the entire economy. That's the end of everything. You don't think we can fight back? Good luck. Banks, are you listening? We'll take away your entire bank. All the money you've got sitting around will be gone. And then there won't be any left the next hour for the next run of people. And the line will be miles. Miles long, and everybody's going to want everything they've got, and the banks will all be bankrupt. So you play along with government. You're all playing with fire. It's suicide. But now I want to get back to what we're all missing, that this whole thing isn't about truckers. It was supposed to be about why the truckers are blockading Ottawa. It's the vaccine mandate. And in Scotland, I've been getting all of my best information, it's amazing, from Scotland, because the Scottish government compiles all these stats, and they show that the people getting the vaccines are dying. Dying. And I've read you so many of the stats from the Public Health Scotland, PHS, Public Health Scotland. But now Public Health Scotland announced yesterday they're going to stop publishing data of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths by vaccine status after data was inappropriately misinterpreted by anti-vax people. Ah, so we got to see that everyone dying was vaccinated, usually triple vaccinated. Just like in Israel, everybody hospitalized was triple vaccinated. And the people not getting sick and not dying are those who are unvaccinated. And because we were able to see that, you're not going to put the data out anymore. Of course not. Instead, the officials will concentrate on publishing more robust and complex vaccine effectiveness data. See, they're scared. The data shows the vaccines are dangerous and deadly, not to mention completely ineffective. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And the reason the data doesn't match the data in the United States is because in the United States, instead of just telling you the truth, they count everybody who dies as unvaccinated. Hey, look, somebody lives. Call them vaccinated. Someone's dead. Call them unvaccinated. So it shows that everybody dying is unvaccinated because they just call you unvaccinated if you die, even though you're vaccinated. Scotland's decision to hide COVID data received criticism from people in the social media. Here's one. So instead of publishing the data and being honest about it, they want people to just accept everything they claim is the truth. This is concerning and leads to more mistrust. Here's another one. So in other words, the data shows there's issues with the numbers not matching the propaganda, so we'll hide the information. And a third one, when they can't spin it to their narrative, they just stop revealing the data. Yeah, they do. Fact. How about all the undercover videos? Oh, wait a minute. I just want to see something here. Chris, my board op and producer from the Globe, which is the UK Globe. Yeah, her grandfather, Friedland's grandfather, was editor of a Nazi newspaper. So Scott of Connecticut was right. Thank you, Scott. Friedland knew her grandfather was editor of a Nazi newspaper. Ooh, look at Friedland. Christia Friedland. She looks evil. She looks like an evil Nazi. And her words are of an evil Nazi. Foreign Affairs Minister Christia Freeland, and she's Deputy Prime Minister, knew for more than two decades her maternal grandfather was the chief editor of a Nazi newspaper in occupied Poland that vilified Jews during World War II. Wow. Wow. Now, again, I don't hold anyone responsible for their grandfather. Your grandfather does what your grandfather does. If you're a nice person, that's fine. She's not a nice person. She's evil. She is pure evil. She's right from the devil. She's Satan's spawn. That's what she is. Evil people. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and un...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Even Elon Musk says that Justin Trudeau is Hitler, compares Justin Trudeau to Hitler. And it's time to start making those comparisons, but welcome to my world. You're late. I welcome you. I shake your hand. I'm glad you're with me, but you're late. Back in, I think it was August, so August, September, October, November, December, January, February, it's going to be March. About 7 months ago, I wrote the column, this is 1938. The vaccine mandate is 1938. The lockdowns, the mask mandates, it's all 1938. It's getting close to Hitler time. 1938 was not the Holocaust, but it was close. And now, you know, forget about the United States, Canada. Poor Canada. Oh, Canada. Eh? You're lost, eh? It's all over, eh? People of Canada need to rise up. This man is a communist. This man is a Nazi. What he's trying to do to you is like Nazi Germany. It's time to rise up. Pretty soon it'll be high. Wayne Root from Radio Free Canada. Wayne Root leading the opposition from Radio Free Canada. You're a terrible person, Justin Trudeau. You're a piece of human garbage. You're underneath my shoe. You're the poop on the streets of San Francisco. Piece of human dreck. As my grandfather would have said, this is a German word for garbage, dreck. The sponsor of this segment of the show, did you see what gold did, what gold is doing in general? Gold is exploding. Gold and silver through the roof. Gold is $1,902 per ounce, very close to the all-time high. and it hits an 8-month high, but close to the all-time high. Gold's exploding. Now is the time to own gold and silver, and it's all about inflation. I know today might have been all about the Ukraine, war, the Ukraine-Russian war, tensions around the world. But in general, gold has inched up and inched up and inched up. Inflation is the main reason gold is through the roof. You have to own gold. Cash doesn't work anymore. Cash is crap. Cash is disappearing. Gold is insurance. You got to have that insurance policy. And by the way, inflation is not what you think it is. It's not 8%, the highest in 40 years. It's 20% plus, because they don't put gas prices, energy prices, or grocery prices inside the inflation index. Somebody just on one of my social media sites, I was looking, and they laid out all their groceries they just bought, and it was $390 from Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X. I've never shopped in that store. It's in the South, and I think it's in Florida. I don't know Publix. I think it's called Publix, probably. $390 was their shopping bill, and they said no meat, no fish, no chicken, just vegetarian stuff and rice and, tamales and cheese and milk. $390 without meat. Unbelievable. So to beat inflation, you got to own gold. You have to. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience, billions of dollars in transactions. And if you want help with gold, silver, or any other precious metal, they guarantee you the best prices plus the best customer service in the world. Call Tangible Investments now. Ask for Mike Bonham, who's their vice president. He will take care of all Wayne Root fans and friends. Mike Bonham, B-O-N-H-A-M. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com, 800-300-8441. You've got to own gold and silver. You've got to. In the midst of what's happening with Justin Trudeau, you've got to. How much time's left, Chris? All right. A doctor's group demands an investigation into the sudden increase in young male deaths in the United Kingdom. There's a dramatically increasing death rate in the United Kingdom among 15 to 19-year-old males. Gee, I wonder why that could be. Anyone who listens to my show knows exactly why it is. It's the vaccine, stupid. The vaccine is killing young males. Teenage young males. You're killing your own children. Look at this article. Chickens come home to roost. Five more young doctors die unexpectedly. So here's the pictures and the obituaries. Four young doctors all over the United States, 30s and 40s, that dropped dead suddenly, unexpectedly. I wonder why. Doctors are 96% vaccinated. They're a brilliant group, aren't they? They're like all the other kids I met at Ivy League schools. Really smart, book smart, could take an exam and get 100. Now we ask common sense, zero. They believe anything the government or the CDC or the AMA or the FDA tells them, big mistake. Like lambs being led to slaughter, like sheep being led off a cliff. Doctors really are that dumb. They took the vaccine. Five more dead doctors, four young doctors dead, sudden death, and one of them died in a private plane crash, and everything about the crash shows that he was having a heart attack when the plane crashed. Could not answer anyone who was radioing him, and the plane was shaking like he was on the wheels, and he was going up and down with a heart attack.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Well, the United States believes that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any moment. The Kremlin insists that it is not looking to invade Ukraine. This comes as the Russian military reported pulling back troops, but NATO says it sees no signs of Moscow actually decreasing its military presence. Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News to discuss a standoff.
I think Putin sees an opportunity because he senses weakness. And the only thing he respects and will deter him is strength and unity among the United States and our allies.
Companies that exploit the ongoing supply chain issues may face prosecution by the Justice Department. The DOJ has launched an initiative specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices or wages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate to reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Dr. Zelenko has a new product. It's called Z-Stack. And instead of drugs with dangerous side effects, it's a science-based formula using natural vitamins. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack in one capsule. He gives you zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3. I call them the big four. The four big vitamins that you need to take for the rest of your life. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. They're the big four in immune boosting. Zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. Z-Stack's GMP certified, made in the USA. You want your Z-Stack. You want your zinc, your quercetin, your C and your D. All you have to do is go to rootforamerica.com. That's my website. We wanted to make it easy for you. Instead of going to his website, we made it my website, rootforamerica.com. There's a big ad. You'll see a big Z. Near the top, there's an ad for Z-Stack, and you click on it, and you go right to Dr. Zelenko in his Z-Stack website. Go to rootforamerica.com, click on the big Z. So we've got our guest here, James Varney, reporter for RealClearInvestigations.com. James, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hi, Wayne.
We've got you here to talk about the open borders because it's amazing to me. That's all I ever used to talk about was illegal immigration and open borders and all the problems and what's happening in the country. And I almost never talk about it anymore. Probably 10% of the time I talk about it because 90% of the time I'm talking about vaccines and vaccine mandates, which have become the big hot issues in America. Everyone right. seems to have forgotten that the borders are still completely open and millions are pouring across, 2 million in Biden's first year. And now kids, migrant kids, are being sent all over the United States in late-night flights. And my buddy saw it here, and then I'd like to get your response. One of the friends of my family was at the Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, which is our Air Force Base right outside town. And he's a retired mm-hmm. officer. So he always goes at night and watches planes land. He loves to do that, right? The beautiful dark night mm-hmm. skies. Stars twinkling, and he was there, and all of a sudden a unmarked police car came up to him and said, "Who are you? You've got to leave right now. You have no right to be here." At that moment, an Allegiant Airlines flight landed at Nellis Air Force Base. He is absolutely certain they were dropping off illegal immigrants in the middle of the night at an Air Force Base. Why would a private Allegiant plane land at an Air Force Base? And so he believes that's what happened. I believe that's what happened. It's happening all over the U.S., but go ahead, expound on it.
Right. Well, it's amazing that they were using an Air Force base there because, I mean, a lot of people probably have seen the video of them landing in, I think it was in Westchester County in New York. Though it was a private airport, and the private security there had no idea what was going on, and nobody would tell them, and nobody would ID themselves. And then you've got some Pennsylvania state lawmakers who are quite upset about flights that have come in the middle of the night in the Lehigh Valley. And then you got places in Florida. And, of course, if you look at the list of where they're flying, it's a lot more than that. But those are all documented cases. And then you have the case that Fox News uncovered, I think, around the end of January in Brownsville, where all those buses were bringing illegal immigrants to some building. They had the windows all taped up, and then they all left in taxicabs and went to the airport. So I'm a little surprised they were using the Air Force base, really.
Well, I've heard that there are Air Force bases all over the country where they land in the middle of the night. So I don't know why sometimes they choose Air Force bases and sometimes they choose to do it right out in the open. By the way, that's my hometown, Westchester County, New York, so I know that airport very well. So it's very scary. And what is the deal? It's not really adults they're landing in the middle of the night. It's migrant kids, unaccompanied children. Is that the deal?
It's both. It's both. So you've got somewhere in the neighborhood of more than 71,000 that they acknowledge flying around. And of that total, some 40,000 were what they call unaccompanied children. Now, that's even just a fraction of what they're reporting their encounters. The encounters is when you have, a CBP person and an illegal immigrant meet at the border. Well, they had 147,000 encounters with what they call unaccompanied children last year. So I don't know how you would account for the other 70,000 of them. But so those 70,000, 71,000 plus are being flown to these airports in the middle of the night, as you said, and nobody really knows where they're going. And nobody really knows where they're ending up and who's tracking all this. The various officials in the Biden administration that handle this, and there's a lot of them, right? So you've got, it's not all Homeland Security and CBP and ICE. With the unaccompanied children, it then goes over to Health and Human Services. And you also have a thing called the Office of Refugee Resettlement. So you got this entire federal gumbo of agencies that you got to try and get answers from. And none of them are talking. So, well, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm listening intently. Oh, okay. I'm listening intently. So, it's the same story.
And then the unaccompanied children, okay, they're only supposed to be in Border Patrol custody for 72 hours. That's the max. And then they've got to put them somewhere. So they have various settlement places. I don't want to call them camps. They are like foster kids places. You can see on the websites where they look very rosy and everything. And the most recent year that we have figures for was 2020, which, of course, was a much smaller number of immigrants and UACs, to use the unaccompanied children lingo. And that year they spent more than $1.5 billion. The Office of Refugee Resettlement spent more than $1.5 billion on 40 roughly of these various groups that run these things. Now, of that total, more than $1 billion of it went to six groups. So obviously these people are housing some portion of these kids. We don't know for how long. And we don't know what's happened, you know, who's policing that, so to speak. And then you got to figure that there's another part that are being paroled or released to family members. Now, I don't know how they're doing background checks on those people. I would think, especially if they're family members, some percentage of them must be illegal immigrants themselves. So it's kind of difficult to do the background checks and to sort of dot all the I's and cross the T's as they're supposed to. And eventually they're going to have to go to school somewhere. They're going to obviously need health care like everybody does and things like that. So you have some local, well, not local, you have some state people who are really starting to get upset about this because they figure sooner or later the bill's going to have to be paid and they're going to have to pay.
So I would ask a question. We're talking with James Varney, who's a reporter for RealClearInvestigations.com. You know, it's funny because I'm Jewish by birth, and people are always calling and asking me for all the years I've been on the radio, you know, why are Jews so liberal when, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't really have a great answer for that, by the way. And I guess I would ask you this question. It's just kind of a similar thing. What is the obsession with Democrats and illegals? Why would we need, in a country with 330 million people, which is the third most populated in the world, right, behind China and India, we're number three, why do we need all these new people? Why is there a shortage of kids? Is there a shortage of workers? Is there a shortage of people that we need to bring in illegals to take American jobs? None of it has ever made any sense to me other than, I assume you're going to say, well, bingo. The Democrat Party just wants to change America and bring in lots of millions of new Democrat voters. There's no other reason to explain why they want the borders open.
Well,
is there?
I can't say that that's an illogical position. And you do, when you see the numbers that we're talking about here, Wayne, you got to think that somebody has some motive, right? Because like you said, there's an unemployment rate. So I think the old argument that these people are doing jobs that Americans don't want is a little bogus. And frankly, it's kind of condescending, I think, for the immigrants.
But, it is.
And they're also, of course, putting them in 22 or more different states. So there appears to be some level in one of those federal agencies that I was just telling you about, of coordination and planning here to put them in places. You know, Westchester County and Lehigh Valley and places like this, I don't think are traditionally associated with thriving immigrant communities.
Right.
So I don't know what purpose they have in mind other than at some point, right, if you give them amnesty and you give them the vote, you got suddenly, in theory, a whole new constituency. And, of course, you remember that they were quite objecting to the Trump administration trying to put that citizenship question on the census.
Yeah.
So now you could have obviously have this very much influence the redistricting that might go on.
And right. That could be another. And listen, you're being just a little bit naive because you're assuming, James, that they can only vote once they've become American citizens, but you don't realize, like in Las Vegas where I live, every illegal is allowed to get driver's license, and when you go to DMV to get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote, and nobody can, by law, they can't ask you if you're a citizen or not. So every illegal is voting in elections in Nevada, and that's the tipping point why we're a blue state now, because everyone I know is a Republican. Every human being I ever meet in Las Vegas is a Republican, except for the illegals, and they outvote the normal people now, the citizens of this country. So you got to understand, the illegals can vote right away in some places. It's very frightening. I don't see why anybody would want to open the borders and let the world in. They're all going to be on welfare and the crime. Wow. James Vardy, great guy. RealClearInvestigations.com is the website. We love Real Clear Politics, and this is a offshoot, RealClearInvestigations.com. James Vardy, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Happy to be here, Wayne.
All right, more when we get back, and that will be the last segment of hour number two. Then we got hour number three coming up, and I barely even touched all the big topics of the day. We'll be right back.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Raw and unfiltered. Billy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to the show where you get satisfaction. You can't get no satisfaction from Joe Biden or from Justin Trudeau, the tyrants, the communist Nazi-like tyrants of the world. And I can say that I'm a Jew. I know a Nazi when I see one. And there's no difference between Nazis and communists. And there's a communist takeover of the world and of the United States and of Canada. And these people are Nazi-like. They want banning, they want censorship, they want book burning. They want no one to be able to speak who dissents with the government. If that doesn't sound like Hitler, I don't know what does. They want camps. They wanted lockdowns. They want vaccine mandates. They want to force vaccinate. If that doesn't sound like Nazi Germany, I don't know what does. They want to be able to take away your children and your dogs if you don't do what they tell you to do. Sounds like something that would have happened in Nazi Germany or under Fidel Castro in Cuba or Venezuela or the Soviet Union or Communist China. Little housekeeping. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website's rootforamerica.com. rootforamerica.com. You can get all of my reactions to the biggest news stories of the day at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter.com, or Getter app, at Real Wayne Root. Excuse me, at Wayne Root, not at Real Wayne Root, at Wayne Root. And then you can find it anywhere you download podcasts. You can find it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, wherever you listen to podcasts. They've got War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. I've got it 7 days a week, including the all-important weekend one that's my America's Top 10, which you can watch on video on the weekends at rootforamerica.com. And then we've got the sponsor of this segment of the show, which is Fellowship Home Loans. And it's time, man. You got to get in there and get a loan now before the interest rates start rising dramatically. You know that buying a home, perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make, and the entire California is moving to Las Vegas, and the entire blue state world is moving to places like Florida and Las Vegas and Phoenix and Salt Lake City and Denver and let's not forget Nashville, Tennessee, and, of course, Texas, Dallas and Austin and Houston, all hot cities. Everybody's moving there. San Antonio, hot cities. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. My friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. It's not too late to take advantage of these historically low rates. Call Mike and Brian now at Fellowship Home Loans if you want to move from a blue state to a wonderful red state where the sun's always out and the taxes are low and people are not looking to control your life. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you. All right. By the way, the reason I give out my email, wainwright@gmail.com, I get so much good advice and interesting information and facts from my fans. So Larry, remember I was asking in the last segment, the gentleman who came on from Real Clear Investigations was unclear as to why planes would land at an Air Force base instead of at a regular airport. And the issue is solved. Larry says, they land children at Air Force bases or federal properties to avoid state child protective services. They can't be touched by civil authorities if they're on a federal installation. You don't need to avoid CPS, child protective services, when all the passengers are adults. So in other words, when they have adult illegal aliens, they land them at a regular airport in the middle of the night. And when they've got children, unaccompanied children, they land them at a military installation, which is federal, and they can't be touched by state child protective services. Very interesting. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. I do. All right. And here's Dave. Dave says the Lehigh Valley is here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they were bringing in illegal aliens in the middle of the night. Well, they're bringing in Dave. And thank you, Dave. Dave's great. Dave and all the boys down at his, I think it's a machine shop, I think. I think Dave works in a machine shop, if I'm not mistaken. But all the guys down at the office, they all love listening to the show. While they're working, they've got the show on. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Dave. Dave brings me lots of great information. But, Dave, I got to tell you something. They bring illegal aliens in the middle of the night all over the United States. They're busing them in. They're training them in. They're flying them in all over the United States in all different cities. And they're all getting them. And now we've now figured out they're landing them at regular airports when they're just adult illegals. And when they're children, they land them at military bases because they can't be touched by the state. State can't kick them out. No conservative red state governor can kick them out. So, some new stories I have not gotten to yet. I mean, it just appears they want us to die, right? LinkedIn wants everyone to die, it sounds like. They block all links to data about natural immunity. What? Like, is there a crime in talking about natural immunity? You can't share helpful advice about natural immunity? It's so bizarre. And then emails are out, secret emails exposing that the CDC directed Facebook's propaganda and censorship campaign on COVID misinformation. The CDC was behind the curtain as they directed the campaign against people who questioned the government story, which is all lies. You just can't believe this stuff. It's like they all want to kill us. They really do. And in Canada, they want to bankrupt you and take everything away from you. But the truckers are coming to the United States. I don't know if you know that. The truckers are coming. The truckers are coming. I'm playing Paul Revere again. The truckers are coming. The truckers are coming to the United States. I challenge Joe Biden. I dare you to try and freeze bank accounts. Screw you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.